Mawande Mateza in studio with us to speak about sport this weekend. Obviously, the Football World Cup dominating. I think we've really seen the rise of the young stars at the World Cup.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yeah, I was actually going to say that it's been almost like a transitional World Cup where leading up to it, everybody was talking about all these big stars. I'm like, oh, it's going to be great to see people ride off into the sunset with a World Cup trophy. But that hasn't been the case. And you saw yesterday, Kylian Mbappe scoring 2 goals in France's 3-1 win over Poland. And an incredible stat came out after that he has more goals in the knockout stages of the competition than both Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, which is absolutely phenomenal. And it's almost impossible to believe that he could be 23 at the end of the tournament and winning 2 World Cups.
It's
almost like unheard of. And he's been a star at both. So I think he's probably cementing his legacy as one of the all-time greats at a World Cup and is so young.
And how good was Bellingham yesterday?
Oh, love him. Absolutely love him. He's a very sophisticated footballer, and he's almost got more time than anybody else on the ball. He's got the skills, he's got the pace, he's got the trickery, he's got the foresight and the vision. He's got everything. And England are very, very lucky to have him. That's why you can pair him, for instance, with a Declan Rice and a Jordan Henderson, which aren't the kind of players that, you know, make the headlines often and are the kind of people that set people's excitements and hearts on fire. However, with Jude Bellingham in the side, you're always giving yourself a chance. And that competition, or the quarterfinal on Saturday between England and France, you can see Mbappe versus Saka, Foden and Bellingham, is going to be an incredible match, and I'm looking forward
to it.
You're
so excited. You're so excited. I wish you could see him right now. What else are we expecting in the round of 16?
All right, so today we've got Brazil and South Korea, and then we've got Japan and Croatia. Now, the Japan and Croatia game on paper might not look as an exciting game. However, you've got a side who just beat Spain and Germany at this tournament, who are up against the 2018 runners-up. I'm actually not brave enough to make any predictions in this round of 16 and this competition.
So predictions.
I know. However, this tournament has gone mostly nothing the way that anybody would have thought that it would go. However, I think those two games today, Brazil and South Korea, as well as Japan and Croatia, are going to be very interesting to watch. And then tomorrow, the last African side is still in the competition. They play against Spain. Now, I did tell Africa this morning that I didn't expect Morocco to get the results against Spain. However, as the day progresses and I've been thinking, I'm like, man, it is possible, especially because Spain is also quite a young side as well. So I'm not quite sure how they'll handle the pressure of the big stage.
And then just very quickly, the Blitzbox victorious again this weekend.
Yeah, now the transition as well. Sandy Lingobo's first win in charge of the Springbok Sevens side. And it's one of those things where it's a great thing to see the continuity with the Springbok Sevens. We are in a new era. However, we still can expect the same success that we've had along the way. And we are in Cape Town this weekend. The Cape Town Leg of the Sevens is happening.
Awesome. It's so much fun.
Yeah. And I think you can expect a lot from the Springbok Sevens team there as well.
Mawande, thank you so much. A very excitable Mawande Mateza having a look at the world of sport.